Thank you for waiting. Our next presenter is Zhao Jinglian. She's from Yunnan province in China. She specifically work on Naxi. It's her own language. And the topic she's gonna present today is language documentation and maintenance of Naxi in Yunnan province, China. Let's give them a hand.
Thank you for the introduction. So my topic is language documentation and maintenance of Naxi in Yunnan, China. Naxi is one of the 56 ethnic groups in China. The total population is about 300,000. The language also is called Naxi, and most Naxi believe in Dongba religion and some believe in Lamaism. Naxi people mainly live in Yunnan province, Sichuan province, and some also live in Tibet. Most of them live in Lijiang city, Yunnan province. People live in the border area of Yunnan and the Sichuan province are called Mosu, and they are identified as a subgroup of Naxi. And also Naxi people live in Kunming and Beijing. And this is a map of China. And here is Yunnan. So Naxi mainly live in the northwest of Yunnan province and border area of Sichuan and Yunnan. Naxi is classified as a language of Sino-Tibetan, Tibeto-Burman, and Lower Burmese. It is divided into two dialects, Western dialect and Eastern dialect. Most people speak Western dialect, and the intelligibility between the two dialects is low. And Dayanzheng variety of Western dialect is considered as a standard. Naxi has several writing systems. The most important one is Dongba pictographic script. It was created in 13th century, and there are about 1,400 characters. About 30,000 scriptures are written with this script. But this script is mainly used by the priests of Dongba religion, so few people know this, and the script is now in danger of extinction. This is a sample of Dongba scripture. Another writing system is Gerba. Gerba is a syllabic script, and it is developed from the Dongba script. But few scriptures are found written with this script. Here are some examples of Gerba script. Another writing system is called Naxi Pinyin. It is an alphabetic orthography created in 1957, and later in 1982 it was revised, but also few Naxi people can read and write in this orthography. Here are some is a sample of Naxi Pinyin with English translation. So among the native Naxi speakers, about 100,000 are monolingual, and most of them live in rural areas. The others are bilingual in Naxi and Chinese, and some already shift to use Chinese. Naxi is still spoken in family and community, but the writing systems are not used. Instead, most Naxi use Chinese characters. So this situation of documentation on Naxi language is different in the writing language and spoken language. So I'd like to talk it separately. First, the writing system, because Dongba script is the most important in the Naxi culture. From 1900s, lots of work had been done on Dongba script, and it is studied by both scholars from China and abroad. In 1981, Dongba culture institute was set up in Lijiang, and in 2005, regulations and on protection of Naxi Dongba culture was issued. And there are several dictionaries on Dongba script published. Now a new Naxi Dongba dictionary is under compiling. 100 volumes of annotated collection of Naxi Dongba manuscripts were published in 2000. And here's some examples of the 10 volumes of the book. And these are some other research republications on Dongba study. For spoken Naxi, only a few work has been done. And in 1950s, a language survey was conducted. And based on the survey, the Naxi Pinyin orthography was created. And in 1985, a basic grammar of Naxi was published. Few books in Naxi Pinyin has been published since 1980s. But there's no dictionary and no recorded materials on the spoken Naxi. And there's nothing documented on Eastern dialect. From 1980s, the development of tourism in Naxi areas has some influence on the language documentation and the maintenance of Naxi. On the Dongba script side, the influence is tend to be more positive. It is widely known by people outside, and because of the development of tourism, the awareness of its importance among Naxi people is increased, and at the same time, the maintenance and documentation of Dongba script is supported by the government, and the script is also widely used in the tourism production. But meanwhile, there's some negative influence, such as it become too commercialized and non-standard use of the script. So if you go to Lijiang, where Naxi people live, you can see the Dongba scripts written on the wall. And here's Dongba and some tourists. And also the spoken language is influenced by the tourism, because lots of tourists go to Lijiang. Naxi people are exposed to different languages, and that changes the language use environment of Naxi people. So now Naxi is used less than before, and even the children in the city, they don't speak the Naxi language anymore. But because of language is intangibility, the loss of the language is paid less attention by both government and the community members. But nowadays, there are some changes happen to the Naxi, spoken Naxi. More and more Naxi people become positive towards their native language, and some Naxi pop sounds emerged, and it is very popular among the young Naxi. Also, several films has been translated from Chinese into Naxi, and there's also a TV program in Naxi. In rural areas where most Naxi are monolingual, bilingual education is promoted. In conclusion, Naxi is an underdocumented and potentially endangered language. Both Donbas script and spoken Naxi need to be documented, but Donbas script is emphasized and more work needs to be done on spoken Naxi. It is more urgent for Eastern dialect due to less speakers of the dialect. So what should be done? I made some suggestions here. Raise the Naxi people's awareness of their native language, survey Naxi dialects and status, and to popularize Naxi pinyin among the Naxi community and make a Naxi Chinese dictionary. Also, it's important to collect Naxi language data and archiving using new technologies. And as a graduate student and a native speaker, I feel most important is to connect with the language community, getting support from the government, as well as from the outside organizations. And most important is getting involved. Yesterday, Abai, in his talk, also mentioned that to connect with the community is important for graduate students study in the university, because you are away, far away from the community, and you should understand what is happening in your community. And before I came to study here, I worked in the Minority Language Commission in Yunnan Province. So I lived in Kunming, not live with the community, but from my work experience, I also feel that it is important to always keep in touch with your community members and get involved in the activities to documentation the language and help maintain the language. Thank you. And you're
thank you, Jinlian, for this very interesting talk. We have 7 minutes for questions, so welcome. Open up to questions.
Language attitude change is not only from the young people, but I think also from the old people. Before the old people think it's not no use to let the child to learn Naxi, but now they become aware that the language is also a very important heritage of the Naxi culture. So they began to change the attitude, and now there are several like training classes for the Naxi language, and the people send their children to the class after the school, and also Naxi young people, some of them don't speak Naxi, but because of the Naxi pop songs, they want to learn some Naxi. So I think that's some.
Do you think it helped?
So script, you mean the pinyin system, or yes, because the pictographic script is very difficult to learn. It will take long time to read and to write in it. So the pinyin actually is more easier, and there's some programs in training to learn the Nashi pinyin. But still, there's a lot of work to do. So few people can read in the pinyin now. Still. Any questions? Yes, please.
Could you comment a little bit on the Dongba religion? What type of belief system is it?
Oh, okay. Dongba, actually, it is shamanism, I think, and it is called Dongba religion. Most Nashi people believe in this, but it is different from other religion. There's no doctrine for the religion, or there's no like a temple or kind of place for the religion. Usually, people believe in different spirits. When, like in the funeral ceremony or wedding ceremony, people will invite Dongba to do the ceremony for them. I think government attitude or the language policy is changing in different period. Like especially for Nashi, during the Cultural Revolution, the Dongba religion and Dongba culture or anything related to Dongba was considered as superstition, and the use of Dongba scripts was banned at that time. So from the 1980s, China more open to the outside world. And from that time, the government policy and attitude also changed, and they become more positive to protection the ethnic culture or their language. So in 1981, I also mentioned that Dongba Culture Institute was set up to focus on the study and protection of the Dongba culture. And nowadays, I think it's, government attitude is becoming more positive. They help translate some films from Chinese into Nashi, and also the bilingual is promoted in the rural areas. I think it's also related to the policy of Chinese government, because now they are promoting the bilingual for or the China. So not only minority language and Chinese, or also for Chinese dialects and the Mandarin. So I think in the long time, this bilingual situation will last. Thanks.
Okay, any more questions? All right. Thank you very much, Jingbian.
Thank you
for your question. We have a couple minutes left before next presenter, Bolinos, come up.